KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy, 41 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. There's a slight chance for scattered light rain this afternoon, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. It was an historic win in the race for the U.S. Senate in Iowa Tuesday. Republican Joni Ernst of Red Oak defeated Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley of Waterloo to become the first Iowa woman elected senator.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Iowa.
It was a hard-fought race with millions of dollars spent, and Ernst acknowledged Braley's effort.
I congratulated him on running a phenomenal campaign. He was a worthy opponent. He was a worthy opponent. And he was willing to sacrifice to fight for what he thought was right. We didn't agree on much, but I do admire anyone who is willing to stand up and fight for what they believe in.
She also told those who voted for Braley that she would work to earn their trust. Ernst came out of a crowded field in the Republican primary after running an ad that talked about castrating pigs. A lieutenant colonel in the Iowa National Guard and state senator, Ernst said she kept the momentum going throughout the election day.
Well, Iowa, we did it. We did it.
She said there's a lot more work ahead when she goes to Washington. Ernst finished her speech by crediting her grandparents and others for working in the fields of Iowa and dreaming of a better life with for their children. She said she'll take the Iowa way of doing things to Washington, D.C. Ernst takes over the seat held by retiring Democrat Tom Harkin. Her victory also helped Republicans gain control of the U.S. Senate. While most eyes were focused on the race for Congress during Tuesday's general election, there were some results involving candidates for the Iowa legislature that became interesting as well. Republican Jack Drake, who has held the seat for 22 years, will have at least one more term in District 21. Drake successfully defended his seat against Tim Ennis, a Democrat from Corning. Ennis had attempted to make Drake's years of experience an issue against him in the race, but it didn't stick. Drake received slightly more than 64% of the vote. In House District 20, Greenfield Republican incumbent and former state trooper Clow Baudler received nearly 60% of the vote in defeating challenger Steve Rowe, a Democrat from Lake Panorama. In House District 12, Brian Best, a Republican from Glidden, defeated incumbent Dan Mulbauer, a Democrat from Manila. Gun control had become an issue in the race. Both candidates had also spoken of the need to address rural infrastructure. In House District 15, in Carter Lake and parts of Council Bluffs, was decided by a slim margin. Democrat Charlie McConkie narrowly beat out Republican John Blue for a seat currently held by outgoing Representative Mark Brandenburg, who is running for Pottawatomie County Recorder. In Council Bluffs, House District 16, incumbent Representative Marianne Hanusa, a Republican, handily beat Marty Nierenstone, a Democrat. In House District 17, which includes Missouri Valley, incumbent Representative Matt Winschittle, a Republican, defeated Kenneth Mertz, an Ottawa Democrat, by winning nearly 71% of the votes cast. In House District 18, Republican Stephen Holt beat out fellow political newcomer and Democrat Paul Thielen for the seat around Denison. In area election results, Cass County, there were no contested races last night. There was a public measure, though, that asked residents in the Union and Edna townships whether or not the Board of Supervisors should appoint township trustees and clerk of courts in those townships. The answer was no, 35-13. And public measure B also failed with 51 no votes, 33 yes votes. In Adair County, the Board of Supervisors in District 2 went to Democrat Stephen Shelley with 315 votes to Ralph Lentz's 307. The Board of Supervisors race in District 4 went to Democrat Jody Hoadley with 307 votes to Republican Brian Roerig's 290. The Adair County Attorney's race went to Republican Clint Height, who handily defeated Democrat incumbent Mike Maines. And Jeff Vanderwater won the race for sheriff because there was no opposition, and that was to fill a vacancy. In Adams County, the Board of Supervisors races all went to Republicans. In District 1, Doug Burt. In District 2, Linda England. And District 4, Leland Shipley. The county recorder's race was won by Republican Jamie Stargill. The public measure A, issuance of $1.3 million in general obligation notes for Lake Icaria Timber Ridge improvements, was overwhelmingly approved by the voters in Adams County by 1,175 yes to 432 no. That required a 60% supermajority. In Audubon County, the Board of Supervisors race went to Republican incumbent Gary Van Arnam, who defeated Democrat Jerry Carter. In Guthrie County, the Board of Supervisors in District 2 and 3 were won by Republicans Cliff Carney and Everett Grasty, respectively. Also, the County Ag Extension Council, there were 5 seats open, 6 candidates running. Your winners there were Jim Calvert, Jim Clark, Sherry McClellan, Erica Tunick, and Bill Messenger in Guthrie County. Montgomery County, the Board of Supervisors in District 2 went to Republican Joshua Wigg, who defeated Karen Blue, who had was not a party affiliate. Also, the County Ag Extension Council of Montgomery County, there were 5 seats open, and they went to Lori Decay, Joseph Jardin, Misty Adams, Darcy Dalton, and Linda Parker. Soil and Water Conservation Commission was run by the candidates Kirk Barrett and Roger Servin. There were 4 candidates for 2 seats. In Shelby County, the recorder's post was won by Republican Geraldine Greer, who handily defeated Democrat Jessica Gessert. In Pottawatomie County, Republican Mark Brandenburg defeated Democrat Flory Blount for the county recorder seat. And the Board of Supervisors, there were 3 seats open. Your winners were 2 incumbents, Scott Belt and Justin Schultz, both Republicans. And former Council Bluffs Mayor Tom Hannafin, who has no party affiliation, won the most votes with 14,523. In our funeral announcements, Janet Egan, age 58, of Anita, died Friday. Funeral services for Janet Egan will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has arrangements. Elaine Anderson, age 92, of Elkhorn and formerly of Kimbleton, died Friday. Funeral services for Elaine Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Larry Benkin, age 77, an Atlantic native, died October 28th in Missouri. Graveside services for Larry Benkin will be today at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery, followed by luncheon at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Helen Olive, age 97, of New Brighton, Minnesota, died Saturday. Funeral services for Helen Olive will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Russell Lenhart, age 89, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Graveside services for Russell Lenhart will be today at 3 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Marjorie Kramer, age 82, of Harlan, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Marjorie Kramer will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michelle Lynn Riedemann Nurnberg, age 36, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Kansas City. Funeral services for Michelle Riedemann Nurnberg will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Blue Springs Christian Church in Blue Springs, Missouri. Bonita Faye Miller, age 100, of Red Oak, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Red Oak. Graveside services for Bonita Miller will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Evergreen Cemetery in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel of Red Oak has arrangements. Orlin H. McKibben, age 97, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. A celebration of life service for Orlin McKibben will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Rose Rutledge, age 94, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Rose Rutledge will be on November 17th at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Virginia Hopkins, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A memorial service for Virginia Hopkins will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Dorothy Johnson, age 89, of Griswold, died Saturday. Her body has been donated to science, and a memorial service for Dorothy Johnson will be held at a later date. The Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting the family. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.